so cheap that it pays if you connect with your neighbors and completely privatize
the rest of energy that you don't need.
Yeah, you don't need any centralized supply anymore.
And now with Katrina and the strength of natural phenomena and the catastrophes there and so on, it's not that we ignore that. That's not the problem. I think we have this kind. We are so afraid and so excited about these catastrophes because we try to ignore that in this conventional setup here. We try to struggle against that. So we try to control what's going on there and so on. And therefore, we try to force all the kind of the kind of behavior of and so we force it in a certain very strict direction, and this fits not to the to what is needed to organize our kind of living. So what we propagate is that we accept there's a lot outside, a lot of complicated stuff we do not really understand, and we propagate smartness, not fighting against that. Really try to find out a bet on a simple and a smart solution to deal with these kind of phenomena, not fight against it. So, and this does not mean that, I think it's just the way around. It does not mean that we ignore that this is the power and the strength of the natural phenomena. It just means that it's not a good idea to really compete with it, what we actually are doing. We try to compete with that, and we really get angry that it's not working.
Yeah, that we are.
And this is a kind of catastrophe.
That we can win.
Yeah. So we accept that and say we want to be smart. So really accept dealing with these kind of phenomena, and they're dangerous, of course. But we will be less harmed by it if we get smarter, because we can't win. And actually, the attitude is we will win. We are stronger, and we can't. And therefore, these kind of catastrophes.
I mean, what is interesting from maybe from an architectonic and a philosophical perspective to go back to the field is really that the kind of incapacity of our imaginations to invent things or to believe in structures that are different from heavy, mechanical, central, whatever we have been discussing now, has a lot to do with the role that geometry has played for culture at large for the last 2,500 years. For architecture, for science, for philosophy, for anything. And our interest with the first module, which starts on Monday, is to get a better feeling of this meaning of geometry and what axioms, what deduction, what method, what types, what elements could be. And to read that against the matrix of certain philosophical approaches which are different from that, it will be mainly Gilles Deleuze, and try to, I mean, the challenge really to find as an architect, I mean, architects want to build stability, no? We are only talking about fluctuations, but of course as an architect you are interested in stability, so how can you combine that? That's the great challenge. It's the great challenge of how can we hold on to precision, to proportion, to systematicity, while trying to create more potentiality instead of taking some potentiality away in order to create a stable inside, something like that. So we will in the next 4 weeks we will read this text and keep on discussing that, and we will start to write approaches, manifestos, whatever. What could be elements of such an architectonic system? What would be even the challenges? What would be the values that we need to, or we would want to support? What would be the different components and potential relations between them? And just to start constructing such a layout.
So it could be also other point of view besides the energy concept.
No, the energy concept was
just
only
background.
An example, mm-hmm. how things change if you follow the principle line we introduced yesterday.
Okay.
Or we want to really work on how to get the instrument out, to read these kind of texts and to make this kind of research and establish this kind of thinking. This will be the first module. And the energy discussion today was only an example what this leads to if you really concentrate on this new kind of thinking in a very central issue of our societies. So you see that it's a radical turn to in the perspective to and this is only an example of what we try to think of in terms of architecture in this year. So it's just an example, and if you don't want like, we stop with energy today and then concentrate on architecture. But I think there will be no chance of addressing it again and again.
But today
was only an example, a use case of what we intend to do with this principle thinking or symbolic construction. We want to learn to construct the symbolic, not the mechanic any longer.
And that means you have an abundance of possibilities and potentials in every moment. And this kind of abundance thinking for us is driven a lot by this interest in energy and in the power book. But that's more as a background for you to better understand why we are stressing so much that limits are not really, I mean, it's not just a romantic idea. We have real world arguments behind that, which drive us towards that interest. And we would really like to find out how we cannot, because so many, especially in architecture, where these kinds of philosophical approaches are being incorporated, it is very often in the name of, either this kind of brutal functionalism, as with the parametricism as a new international style of the Hadid Schumann side, or then as a great potentiality for artistic aesthetics, which has never been possible before. And aesthetics is a very personalized, it's a very, in a way, unpolitic, or at least the stance is when you are working as an artist, when you are an architect. In many ways, is the radical distortion of your social responsibility, and difficult term, etc. But that's these are two directions which are also happy about these new freedoms and new potentialities and new possibilities which have never been there before. But we think it is at least interesting to consider other attitudes also. In what you could do with
these
that
are the
potential.
Two principal schools. You have all these geometrical experiments with Hadid, Gehry, and so on this side. And the opposite direction is these kind of aesthetics, arts things, for example, Zumthor or Herzog-Dümmerung, which is very popular in Switzerland. It's just the opposite thing. And they are super rational. And they are anchoring themselves in, again, with nature, with this kind of matter aesthetics. And they say, yeah, they experiment in an aesthetic lines of argumentation. And they both run out of discourse.
And that's what we would like in the second module then, when we would like to look closer at architectural theories. We would like to see what are the stances of famous architects today in relation to this groundwork which we want to lay out in this first module. that we have an abundance of possibilities, that there are no necessities, that there are different ways of starting up a chain of argument, of of creating acceptance, for example. And then to see how all these manifestos or the ones that you are interested in, how they relate to these changes that go along with the information technology and networked cultures and global economics and all that.
Yeah, it's not a small deal to practice thinking of the open, of the deterritorialized, of the rhizomatic, because we are really trained to think in constraints, as you mentioned before. Oh, we have the economy and we have the duty to be profitable and all that stuff. And so as long as you are thinking in constraints, it's, so to say, you have quite an easy world, because constraints are identifiable and you can write down a formula, and then you can make a precise calculation. Unfortunately, this calculation is always off and mostly meaningless. It's exact and precise, but it's meaningless because it's about, everything is about the openness to detect, so to say, how to recombine all the rules and to make new rules and to start a new game. And today it is so easy. Take a look at the Facebook. So, and then there is a, and the abundance is such as to detect the abundance in a, on the narrow street, so to say. That's not another, not an easy task, of course, but I think a promising one.
Okay.
So I think the opening tonight starts at 7, no? It's 6
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I would, for the, tomorrow there will be no program from our side, and then it's weekend, and the module will start on Monday.